Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
The scripture tonight is from Luke 2, and it's verses 1 through 20. It's about the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the town of Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all of the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find him, a baby wrapped in cloths, and laying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest heaven, and on peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which they were just as they had been told.
Thank you. right. Well, hey, we are so excited you're with us on this Christmas Eve and this afternoon. Again, what we're doing right now, we're in the middle of a series, and we're actually going to conclude it tonight, a series entitled Carols. And what we've done is we've gone through a number of Christmas carols that we've studied and looked at the words, we looked at the lyrics to see how they really apply to our lives. And what we've learned through this series is that a carol is a song of praise. It's a song of joy. And during this Christmas season, we sing songs of joy. We sing songs of praise for one reason: the birth of Jesus. We started off this series, we talked about the carol, O Come, All Ye Faithful, which we sang tonight. And we learned that despite of how we feel, regardless of our circumstances, no matter what we're going through, God sees you as faithful, joyful, and triumphant. And then in week two, we looked at the carol, Away in a Manger. We talked about the little Lord Jesus, and we learned that Jesus is Lord. And we don't make him Lord, but he was established as Lord at his birth. And what we do is we have to fully surrender to his lordship. And then last Sunday, we looked at the carol, O Holy Night, and we learned that Jesus is the thrill of hope for this weary world. So today, we're going to conclude this series, and we're going to look at the carol, O Come, Emmanuel. And in just a moment, we're going to sing the traditional version of the song. But before we do that, I want to jump in. I want to look at these lyrics because they're so powerful. The lyrics start off and they read this. They say, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From the depths of hell thy people save and give them victory over the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desires of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad divisions cease and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. So rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel has come to thee, O Israel. Has come to thee, O Israel, Israel. If you look at the history of this lyric, if you look at the background of this song, it's really quite incredible. Believe it or not, this song and this carol was actually written somewhere between the 8th and 12th century. So talk about a song that stood the test of time. And back in that time frame, what they would do, they would actually chant these phrases that would start with the word O. And then they would continue to do this, then someone would read a psalm. And during that time period, one of these songs that they sang was this, O come, Emmanuel. And the word Emmanuel is so important. It's what makes this song stand the test of time. And it's why we're celebrating here today. It's why we celebrate Christmas. And I want you to understand the meaning of the word Emmanuel. And I want you to walk away with this. It means God with us. If you get nothing else, walk away with that. Emmanuel means God with us. And if you just think about that phrase, right? This is a phrase that we often pray. Regardless if you pray a lot or if you just pray sometimes here and there, right? You probably prayed this prayer, right? God be with me. In fact, raise your hand if you've ever prayed, God be with me, right? All right. Everybody just about, right? But think about it. We pray that prayer, God be with me. If we take a trip, we pray, God be with me. If we have kids and we take a trip, we pray that even more, right? God be with me so the kids don't kill each other. Hope I don't kill the kids in their back seat. They're crazy, right? We pray that prayer, God be with me. If you went Christmas shopping this season, you probably prayed that prayer. God, be with me. Help me not choke out anybody that ditches in front of me in line, right? God, be with me. Help me find a parking spot. God, be with me. Help these lines just to move forward and help something be on sale. In Jesus' name, come on. God, be with me, right? We say through this, man. If you were single or if you ever were single, right, you probably prayed this when you went on a blind date. Like, God, be with me. Help this person have all their teeth. Help this person, you know, not be a psycho and help me be okay, right? We probably prayed that before. If you're a student, trust me, you've prayed this prayer before. God be with me. It's final exam times. I know I didn't study, but God be with me. God be with me. That the book I put underneath my pillow, help all that information go into my brain somehow, right? We pray this prayer, God, be with me. And this is what the word Emmanuel means. This is who Jesus is. He's God with us. And this is why we celebrate Christmas. And in Matthew chapter 1, it describes this perfectly. It spells out the announcement of Jesus so perfectly. So if you have your Bibles, you can go with me there. Matthew chapter 1, we're going to read verses 21 through 23. I'd say if you don't have a Bible, we always challenge you to download the YouVersion Bible app. It's an incredible resource that you can take with you wherever you go. New Year's Eve is coming up, so maybe you have a plan. You say, I'm going to read the Bible this year. Listen, download this. It will send you daily reminders to get you on a reading plan, and you could actually go through the Bible, parts of it. There's things that you could learn that apply to your life. But Matthew's the first book in the New Testament. It's one of the four Gospels, the accounts of Jesus' life. And in this passage of Scripture, this angel is talking to Joseph, and he's explaining why his future wife is pregnant, right? And listen, if your future wife is pregnant and you know it's not by you, there's some explaining that has to go on. And it better be from like an angel or somebody of that caliber. So this is what's going on in this passage of Scripture. And it reads in verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this happened to bring about what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. This is such an incredible announcement. And obviously, it's incredible to Joseph, right? It probably puts him a little bit at ease. But this is such an incredible announcement for all of us and for many of the people at that time, because this was a fulfillment of a great prophecy. This is something that everybody was expecting. In fact, what Matthew is doing in his gospel, he's actually quoting the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. Because in Isaiah 7:14, it says, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and she will name him Emmanuel. Here's this prophet, Isaiah, who said this. He said this 740 years before this even took place. So for centuries, people were expecting this news. And this is why this news was so incredible. This is why this was so big. This is why we sing, O come, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. God is not just someone who watches over us, but God is with us. The creator, the sustainer of the universe, is a relational God who stripped himself of all his glory and became like us in the form of a baby so he could be with us. Emmanuel, God with us. But if you think about this concept, for so many people, it's really just a hard concept to grasp. If we're honest with ourselves, there's probably some people in here that maybe you don't believe in God. And that's okay, we're extremely glad you're here, but if you don't believe in God, when you hear the word Emmanuel, God with us, it just doesn't register. For you, you don't believe in him, so why would he even be with you? So it's a hard truth to grasp. Others, maybe you're here today, maybe you're a Christian, but maybe you just don't feel God right now. Right? Maybe there's no warm, fuzzy feeling, right? There's no tingling going on, there's no goosebumps. You just don't feel. Maybe you're even in a rough spot. I've said this before, but Christmas can be a great magnifier in our lives. It magnifies the good and makes it really good, but it can magnify the painful times and make them extremely painful. And maybe today you're here at a place where your pain is magnified. Maybe you lost someone close to you, and Christmas always brings that reminder of them back up. Right? Maybe you're here today, and maybe your marriage is just in a place of brokenness, and you feel like you're just faking it just to get through the holidays. Maybe you have a health issue that you have this year that you weren't dealing with last year, right? Maybe your finances are at a place that they're just a complete wreck, and you're wondering, like, where is God in all of this? And you're thinking, like, I don't see God. I don't feel God. If God's here, why is this going on? And some of you, if you're here today and you'd be honest, you're probably thinking, you know what? From all the things that I've done some terrible stuff. I've done some things I completely regret. Why would God even want to be with me? So the statement, Emmanuel, God with us, is just hard to believe. But the truth is, each one of these doubts, each one of these struggles that we all go through is why God is with us. It's why he sent his son. He sent Jesus so that we could believe. He sent Jesus so that we could experience him. He sent Jesus so that we could be comforted by him. He sent Jesus so that we could truly be forgiven. Jesus came and lived a perfect life because the truth is none of us could. Then he died on a cross for a penalty that each and every one of us deserved. But then he was risen again to give us all new life so that we could experience Emmanuel, God with us. And when we experience that, imagine how that feels. I love the lyrics to this song because it almost describes it. It says, "Ransom captive Israel." Imagine being released and set free from whatever is holding you captive in your life. Then it says, "Free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From the depths of hell thy people save and give them victory over the grave." The scriptures actually say that we are more than conquerors. What would happen if we lived this way? When we understand that God is with us, this is how we can be. Instead of walking in doubt, instead of walking in fear, we can walk in confidence. And the lyrics also say, "Bid thou our sad division cease and be thyself our King of peace." Imagine the divisions among us being vanished. That's the peace we can walk in. And it comes from the powerful word, Emmanuel, God with us. But to experience this, to move beyond our doubt, to move beyond our unbelief, to move beyond our pain, to move beyond our numbness, what we simply need to do is we need to listen to these songs. We need to listen to the lyrics of this song and do what it says, rejoice. In fact, that's the one action step I can walk. You can walk away with today and you can apply to your life. Rejoice. We sing carols, right? We sing these songs. We're having this service for one reason, is to rejoice in God. A carol is a song of joy. It's a song of praise. It's a chance to rejoice. Rejoice that God gave his son for you. Rejoice that you can accept him as your Savior. Rejoice that you can surrender to him as Lord. Rejoice that God has been with you. He's always with you. He will always be with you. Rejoice in that. That's my challenge for you today, is to rejoice. And rejoicing involves making a decision. It involves making a choice. You can choose to move beyond your feelings. You can choose to move beyond your circumstances. Every day, you have a choice to be joyful. Every day, you have a choice to be happy. You have a choice to be pleased. You have a choice to be glad, to be delighted. You have a choice to follow Jesus. And when you make that choice, you experience Emmanuel, God with us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you right now. God, we thank you for speaking to us. We thank you for this celebration of who you are, Emmanuel. We thank you for the fact that you are with us, God, and help us to rejoice. God, help us to move beyond our circumstances, beyond our situations, God, that we look to so many times, but help us to focus in on you and make a choice to follow you. Make a choice to be joyful and truly rejoice. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Rejoice, rejoice, for God is with us. Emmanuel. And let our prayer tonight, as we close this service, be that we feel God with us. But not only that, that we be the light for others to experience. Emmanuel, God with us.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you are here today and you are listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangedchurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.